Maurice Sendak's birthday today, and the award-winning playwright Tony Kushner, Sendak's friend and collaborator on the recent picture book Brundabar, has offered a remarkable present for the occasion, The Art of Maurice Sendak, 1980 to the Present. This large, beautifully produced volume is a kind of sequel to Selma Lane's 1980 book, which has the same title and publisher. But Kushner's approach is very different. His probing, personal portrait of the artist is one of the first to use Sendak's own diary and journal entries, as well as years of Kushner's memories of Sendak based on their friendship. Happily, it is filled with illustrations from many of the children's books that Sendak has done over the past 20-some years since Lane's book appeared, like Outside Over There, Dear Millie, and We're All in the Dumps with Jack and Guy. And Kushner looks at the origins of other books that have received relatively little critical attention, like the many pictures Sendak provided for Iona Opie's unique collection of children's nursery rhymes, I Saw Esau, and the powerful suite of illustrations he did for Herman Melville's Pierre. Given Kushner's own interests, it isn't surprising the insight he brings to Sendak's parallel career as a writer and designer for the stage, through several dozen operas, musicals, and indescribable entertainments, like the short plays he has created for the Night Kitchen Theater over the past decade. There are lush spreads of Sendak's amazing designs for stagings of his own works, as well as for Tchaikovsky's ballet The Nutcracker, for Mozart's operas like The Magic Flute, and for Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel, Janáček's The Cunning Little Vixen, and Ravel's L'Enfant et le Sortilège. Sendak turned 76 today, a kind of gregarious hermit who loves both solitude and company, who feels ferociously, Kushner reminds us, especially for the plight of children. Maurice, among the best of the best, Kushner writes, shocks deeply, touching on the mortal, the insupportably sad or unjust. He pitches children, even aged children, out of the familiar and into mystery, and then into understanding, wisdom even. He pitches children through fantasy into human adulthood, that rare, hard-won, and, let's face it, tragic condition. At the end of his essay, Kushner describes Sendak's face, reading the expressions that are registered in its contours, finding in Sendak's eyebrows, arched in surprise, one of the keys to understanding what Sendak brings to his work, his view of the world, and to his life, an astonished heart.